The Asian Star Breakfast Show on 101.6 FM.
Friday morning's Euro 2016 update starts with news from yesterday, where Antoine Griezmann scored twice as France beat Germany 2-0, setting up their place in the final. Germany enjoyed almost 70% possession during the semi-final. However, it was the French that overturned a 58-year history to record their first win over Germany in competitive football in 58 years. Joining us this morning to discuss the Euro 2016 semi-final finals and to look forward to the final, renowned sports broadcaster Graham Bell and not the skiing man. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, listeners. Hope you're all very well indeed on this lovely morning so far.
It's a nice morning, isn't it?
It's a lovely morning in Paris as well.
Yes. So the Euro 2016, we're down to two teams now. Is it the two teams that people would have predicted?
I think on one half, definitely. France coming into the tournament came across as very strong favourites, no doubt being helped by the fact that they are the hosts of the competition, with dreams of repeating that 1998 World Cup triumph they had on home soil. Portugal, on the other hand, I think the way you saw Germany come around during the tournament, they were expected to do well. Italy came around so well. But that's what happens when you get those sides bunched up on one half of the draw. It does mean you occasionally can get not an unfancied side, but someone that isn't quite as strong as you think getting through to the final. And when you've got a guy like Cristiano Ronaldo in your team, anything is possible. So
it's fair to say, though, Portugal did kind of scrape through, didn't they? Because they qualified for the last 16 without a win and just four goals scored.
It's a crazy time. I mean, the first time they've actually won in normal time in the whole tournament was that semi-final victory over Wales. Apart from that, they squeaked through an extra time against
Croatia. It was a quality goal, wasn't it, by Ronaldo? A quality header.
Oh, exactly. And that's the thing about it. But that's the benefit you can have when you have a guy like Cristiano in your team. You can afford to almost play a very defensive style, shut down the opposition, because you know at some moment Cristiano can fire. And that's what he wanted to do. His ninth goal ever in the world in the European Championship Finals brings him level with Michel Platini. He'd love to have that record overall as well. And for him, it's a personal mission. He failed in 2004, a runner-up on home soil. He finished third in 2012. He is desperate to get that international medal that would just underline his greatness as a player, especially this year, because Lionel Messi, his great rival for Barcelona, he's gone to Argentina. They lost in the quarterfinals of the Copa America. Messi won the Ballon d'Or as the world's greatest player last season. Ronaldo is desperate to get that award back. And I fancy if he can lead them to a gold medal here, you'll be seeing him crown the Ballon d'Or winner later this year.
Now, contrast Portugal, who scraped through the opening stages without a win, with France, who topped their group. Two wins and a draw for France in their group, and they've had a strong performance ever since.
Oh, they've been a simply outstanding team. And you've got to remember about this France team that the 2010 World Cup, they were in disarray. Players falling out with coaches, training ground punch-ups. It would all gone wrong for French football. But slowly and surely, over the last few years, Didier Deschamps has got it right. And they've come into this tournament on fire. They've got goal scorers galore. Obviously, Antoine Griezmann, two last night, taking to six for the tournament. Far and away the leading scorer, but behind that, an incredible support staff. Guys like Olivier Giroud, Dimitri Payet, all coming to the fore for this club. The only real wobble they've had in this whole tournament was against the Republic of Ireland. When they went a goal behind early on, it looked like they were going to be resolute, but it proved they can get the goals when they need them most. They've really elated that country. The country is fully behind this team, and Deschamps has come out and asked them to become history makers, and very much that's what they're doing at the moment.
They weren't fancied last night either, were they, against Germany? History tells us that Germany would have won, as they have done every meeting in the last 58 years as well, but they came through, and they came through convincingly.
Exactly, and that's the thing about it. Germany, we all know what the Mannschaft can do. They're incredible for what the possession play they have, the generation they play as. They are the reigning world champions, obviously. But France proved last night what everybody's felt about this German team. If you sit back, you absorb all the pressure, you can hit them on the counter-attack and do it yourself. It was a bit of a revenge mission last night. They obviously met in the quarter-final of the 2014 World Cup, and France went out 1-0. It was a free kick, a very, dare I say, efficient performance from the Germans on that occasion. And I don't think it was quite the same last night. And when you've got such exciting talent, You've got players who are willing to step up to the plate. They really can just become that world-class outfit. They've got great players. There's no doubt about that. The question's always been, could they join together as a team? And I think they're really enjoying proving all their critics wrong this year.
If we look at the head-to-head, France are now heavily favourite from here, aren't they? France 18 wins, Portugal 5 wins, and a draw once between the two teams. France, statistically, are heavy favourites from here, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I think you can't underestimate the fact that they are the host nation as well. They've got such a groundswell of support in a country that over the past couple of years has been torn apart at times, has been put through the ringer both politically and emotionally as people. And this is a chance for everyone to unite together. You cannot ever dismiss the spirit that is going to be in that country and how much that can drive the team forward to succeed. It could be extremely emotional scene for the Stade de France on Sunday night.
So Sunday night at 8 o'clock, by around about 9:45, we should know, shouldn't we, whether France or whether Portugal are the Euro 2016 champions.
Indeed, in the City of Light, who is going to shine the brightest on Sunday?
Indeed, a lovely pun to finish with. Graham, thank you very much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Pleasure, Mark. Thank you.
Adding your experts to our updates. There you go. That's sports broadcaster Graham Bell this morning on our Euro 2016 update. Thank you to Graham for joining us. Our Mars question: what does chocolate giant Mars make? A, concrete. B, chocolate. C, cement. 01753 531016 on the phone. Text me 07902 867857. Let's get a winner for an Eid goodie bag. Good luck.
Memorable songs on Asian Star 101.6 FM.